Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Interesting study from the British Academy of Sound Therapy. That's the British Academy of Sound Therapy. Sorry.
Thank you for translating.
Yeah, that's right. They found that listening to music is beneficial to your mental health. I think we all kind of realize that already.
Yeah, doesn't it cure like Alzheimer's too?
It can help with Alzheimer's. Yeah. That's right, Josh. Yeah, it can kind of help people remember things.
I know medical things.
Yeah, I know. You're almost a doctor. But they have a specific amount of music that you need to listen to a day. Kind of like a recommended daily requirement, like in a diet.
So there's like a certain amount of like glasses of music we need to drink?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. And it's 78 minutes of music.
Oh, that's way more than 8 glasses of water.
If you listen to 78 minutes of music today or a day, that's healthy. You know, they studied 7,500 people, how it affected their physical and mental well-being. And it's, you know, music is an emotional thing. It's tied to emotions. 90% of participants expressed relaxation as a benefit. Others experienced happiness, 82%, or overcoming sadness. It helped with that, 47%. It helped with concentration. And other people said it helped with anger. And like I said, it doesn't have to be, you know, it's a recommended daily requirement. So you don't have to sit and listen to 78 minutes of music straight.
No.
Which is like 3 Rush songs.
How many Tool songs would that be?
Maybe 4.
4?
4. Oh, 5 okay. If you're lucky, you get one in there.
Yeah, we could get through that.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, you can listen to it in sections. Like if you listen to 16 minutes of music to feel relaxed, that's 20% of your recommended daily allowance of music.
Yeah, that makes sense because like the 420 smoke break.
Right.
The harder, faster ride home.
Right.
My life has changed.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're saying 3 minutes and 25 seconds worth of music per hour to fill your day. That'll fill your quota per hour.
So now I got to set an alarm.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to listen to music, you can listen to at least 3 minutes and 25 seconds every hour and you'll get your daily requirement. Or, you know, I recommend listening to at least 12 hours of WAAF.
I think most doctors do recommend that.
Yeah, because then you'll get a kind of a jump on years to come.
Yeah.
And you'll have your requirement all ready to go. So if you listen for 12 hours a day, again, we're not doctors. We just act like we are.
But we will start taking copays.
Yes, we will. Absolutely. We'll give you a little bit more of your daily requirement right here. We'll give you 5 minutes and 21 seconds of Led Zeppelin. Which really should make anyone feel better.
Yeah.
It's like bacon. Led Zeppelin is the bacon of rock. You need cooling. Shinedown and Monsters here on the only station that really rocks. It's WAF. We were talking about this study from the British Academy of Sound Therapy saying 78 minutes of listening to 78 minutes of music a day is good for your health, your mental health specifically. Helps with your mood, concentration, overcoming sadness, can help you when you're angry. They did a study of 7,500 people, and you don't have to listen to 78 minutes straight. You can listen to it in sections as long as you get that much a day. So, and we just had a doctor call us. He didn't want to be on the air because I don't think he wants his colleagues knowing he listens to WAAF.
And I understand.
I thought he was going to yell at us at first, but he said, yeah, that's very true. He goes, a lot of surgeons listen to music in the operating room. It helps them concentrate, helps them relax, and therefore helps them do a better job, sometimes a quicker job. And they use less anesthesia, so it'll cost less because they're spending less time in the operating room because they're so focused because of the music. And so, yeah, that's very beneficial to someone's health in that aspect also.
I kind of like to imagine that in the operating room, mm-hmm. that they're air drumming with the...
No, I don't like to imagine that at all. Or taking hits of, like, the nitrous going, yeah, man, Floyd. Yeah, the doctor said the classic rock was probably the number one that he knows of, probably the number one music that's listened to by surgeons. If you're having an operation, you know, feel free to, you know...
I'm surprised it's not Slipknot.
Make a... Yeah, or something like that. They deal in organs.
The Ramones.
They deal in organs and surgery sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for that information, even though you didn't want to let your friends and colleagues know that you listen to WAF. We understand. We don't exactly have the, you know, the...
Wouldn't that be great if your surgeon was a WAF listener, though?
I think that'd be great.
I actually had someone put a chest tube in me that was a WAF listener one time.
Wow, and you're still here.
Yeah, and they were asking questions during, like as the tube was going in. They're like, what?
Well, look at that.
What's Mike's shoe like in
real
life?
It helped you. It helped you. It could help millions of people. We're, you know what? By being up here and playing the tunes, we're healers, Josh.
Exactly.
We're healing.
We're in the medical industry now.
We could be, yeah. So... we're going to charge you so many fees right now for listening. If you can. How did that make you feel, Nirvana? Come as you are. Do you feel better? You feel more uplifted?
Feel healthy?
Do you feel good? Can you feel this? Does it hurt when I do this?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Just checking. Yeah, the study. People are interested in the study from the British Academy of Sound Therapy. 78 minutes of music a day is your recommended daily allowance for better mental health. And then we had a doctor actually call us and say that surgeons listen to music, especially rock, classic rock, while they're doing surgery. And it helps them focus. It helps them perform the surgery better, faster, use less anesthesia, less on your bill. You know, it helps people recover.
I think in a way he was saying thank you to us for playing music to help his job
really
be a little bit easier.
Listen, that's great. We appreciate that. We'll take about 5% of your salary. So someone texted in here on the WAF text line, 97107, this 508 texter. I think if I found my surgeon listening to WAF, I would think that was awesome. And I would feel much more comfortable because I know he or she was a down-to-earth cool person who was more like me and had kick-ass taste in music. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I quite honestly... I'd have mixed feelings.
Yeah, me too.
After, you know, and I'm just saying, I've, you know, been at some events where AF listeners have really just shocked the hell out of me.
You mean not the surgeon types?
No, they could have been surgeons. There have been some indoor beach parties where there's some questionable things that happened. Maybe a loco bazooka. There was, you know, some people doing things out in the open while the people were watching. I'm just saying
things were getting inserted.
I'm not judging.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. I'm just a, that's great that you feel like that. I know that if I had to have emergency heart surgery, it definitely, if my surgeon was listening to this tune, I'd feel a whole lot better.
I just don't want my doctor to be like me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want my doctor to be like me in any way, you know, forgetting what I said or did like 2 minutes ago. Did I use this already? Where did that scalpel go?
Is this clean?
No. Oh. These guys are getting back together. That's a medical miracle right there. For a tour with Def Leppard and Poison. It's the crew. It's AAF. We're talking about this survey, or a study, I should say, done at the British Academy of Sound Therapy, saying you should get at least 78 minutes of music a day. Listen to 78 minutes of music a day for the most beneficial mental health. Not all at once. You can do it all at once. That's fine. Listen to us for like 12 hours a day. That'd be fantastic. Think about how mentally healthy you'll be, or will you? But you can split it up. They say 3 minutes and 25 minutes worth of music per hour will fill your daily quota, or, you know, this is saying it's beneficial for you. Our text line, 97107. This person says, wow, I listen all day from 8:45 on. Wow, you must be incredibly healthy. This 617 texter says, Mike Hsu, medical professional. Well, I wouldn't say that, although, you know, I just push the buttons and hope it makes you feel better. There's someone on the phone here. We talked about a surgeon who called earlier saying surgeons listen to music all the time, mostly rock, mostly classic rock, and it helps them focus, helps them perform better and quicker, and you use less anesthesia that way, and it costs less, and it's beneficial all around, so that's good to know. And there's a guy on the phone here with a story about that. Yeah.
So you're talking about surgeons that listen to, you know, rock. I had a cyst removed from my head, and I was awake during, and I said to the guy doing the surgery, I said, hey, no offense, but this kind of stuff eggs me out. I'm going to throw my headphones in. If I don't talk to you, I'm not trying to be rude. He goes, oh, what do you listen to? And this guy was probably in his 60s, mid-60s. I said, probably nothing you do. I was like, I listen to Metallica, Offspring, Godsmack. He goes, oh, I love Godsmack.
Nice.
I said, get out of here. He goes, no, I saw them in concert. He goes, New Year's Eve. I said, Smackfest. He said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was at the same concert I was.
That's awesome. Did that help you relax, right?
Oh, it helped me relax a ton, man. We ended up shooting the shit and talking about, you know, the concert. And he was saying how he used to like Metallica before they were sellouts and did that S&M album. And this guy, he was in his mid-60s. I would have never pegged him to listen to rock. But
not only was he a doctor and liked rock, he was a Metallica hardo.
Yes, he was. He's like their Garage Days album was probably one of their best albums.
Oh, right? Yeah, I like this dude, man. You know what? I like this guy. Give me his name because I need a prostate exam, and he's probably the only guy I trust.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.